Well, hello, and welcome to All the Way Alive, the podcast for accomplished humans age 45 plus who want to squeeze all the available living and adventure out of this lifetime, the one you have right now. I'm your host and facilitator, Susan Sutherland, former C-suite executive turned coach and thought partner for humans 45 plus, committed to bringing their long-held dreams to fruition and to being all the way alive in this season. I also co-own and operate a ranch and retreat center in rural South Africa. In this podcast, we're going to explore what it means to continue to grow, learn, and evolve into more of who we are meant to be as individuals and as fellow humans as we age. In short, we'll have juicy conversations about what it means to age well and to be all the way alive, especially after the age of 45. Please note, there will be lots of laughter and swears. So let's dive in, shall we? Well, hello, hello. I'm Susan, and I want to welcome you back to another episode of All the Way Alive, the podcast for humans over age 45, wanting to squeeze all they can out of life. You may have noticed that I took an unapproved leave in mid-March and did not post an episode 2 weeks ago. I am now back with my regularly scheduled podcast, and I'm very happy to be here with you. As an aside, my unplanned break in the podcast was a result of overscheduling myself. While my mother and my niece came with me and my spouse on a road trip from our farm in eastern South Africa to Cape Town. It was my first time that far west in South Africa, and we greatly enjoyed the garden route, including Addo Elephant National Park and the Garden Route Park, and being in Cape Town for 6 days. But that's the subject for another podcast at another time. Today, I'm bringing you a fairly short solo episode, sharing with you my behind the scenes, the BTS of my change process and mindset work as I undertake some shifts in my coaching practice that I've been planning for a couple of months. This shift, or these shifts, are the culmination of a lot of introspection and some reckoning I've done with myself about my life, my desires and worth, prompted by my experience with breast cancer in late 2023. Let me start by saying that I've loved all my coaching clients since I started coaching in 2017. And I've had a range of clients wanting to work with me on a variety of life and work circumstances. Working one-on-one with people is an incredible privilege, and I've watched my clients grow more fully into the people they want to be. You may know my history, but bear with me as I share this information. I became a coach after I left my career as a C-suite executive in 2016, and then completed training and certification as a Wayfinder Life Coach with the Martha Beck Institute. I wanted to be a coach because I realized that of the many things I had loved about my work as an executive, mentoring and coaching employees had been the absolute highlight. I felt during those engagements my most alive. I could listen deeply, leverage my life experience and intuition, and sometimes bring to bear my very deep and wide understanding and experience with corporate politics, operations, human resources, governance, and board of director relations. When I started my business, I felt most called to work with accomplished humans in transition, those who were like me, seeking more and wanting to make a change from what had been their career, life structure, vision, etc. Spoiler alert, transitions are still a major focus of my work. Then 5 years ago, I offered a group coaching program, in addition to my one-on-one clients, for humans age 45 plus wanting or beginning a next chapter. I started calling myself a, quote, next chapter coach, unquote. And while that still feels true, it doesn't feel complete for who I have been and want to become in my coaching practice. I have loved working with clients in a group setting and have been nursing the idea of a return to a group program, but with some different tools, a different focus, and a new approach. In the meantime, I also took additional coach training and became a certified self-belief coach through SAS Pethrick's Self-Belief Coaching Academy. If you're a coach and you're listening to this podcast, this ICF-accredited training has been transformative for me personally and has given me a set of skills and a toolbox that that has become essential to my work. As an aside, the SBCA is enrolling now, and I highly recommend it. There's a link to the show in the show notes, and please tell SAS that Susan sent you. Back to what I was talking about before. What I know is that even the most confident among us have self-doubt, and we can learn to appreciate its role in our lives and to move forward in spite of it. Self-doubt never leaves us, but we absolutely can understand its roots, work with it, and move beyond it. What I know to be true about the business of coaching is the importance of being very clear about who my ideal client is. I also know that even when we put out a clear offer to those, quote, ideal clients, unquote, other people who don't fit that demographic come along wanting coaching. So like many coaches, the point for me is to be clear about what I can offer my clients and to flex beyond, quote, ideal clients when I can support people who don't necessarily match that profile. Over the last several months, I reviewed the clients I've worked with, both those who have reported to me that our work has been powerful and transformative, and those with whom I felt most engaged given my skills and experience. What I determined is that although I have a small handful of C-suite executives as clients, I know that I've been missing having more of those clients be from executive positions or aspirants to being executives. I have been that person in a large, complex organization, and now I'm a CEO of my coaching business and a co-managing director for our ranch and lodge in South Africa. I know I am a valuable resource for high-performing executives age 45 plus as a coach, thought partner, and consultant. So I am rebranding myself and my work, if you'll forgive the rather large term, for a fairly modest shift in my approach, to be an executive life coach. I coach the whole person of executives and executive aspirants, supporting them in their desire for professional and personal growth, guiding them with transitions so they can be their most authentic selves, grounded in self-belief. And in addition to one-to-one coaching, offering thought partnership and consultancy as requested. I've also taken time to assess my package structure and the results my clients have achieved. What I've observed is that real and lasting change takes time and gets more rooted in both habit and mindset over a longer period of time. So I'm switching my primary offer to be a 12-session, 6-month package. I will still offer a one-off 85-minute coaching session to go deep on one topic or issue. I know that clients who are aspiring to real personal and professional change will see that the longer package is designed with them in mind. Importantly, I will also be reintroducing a group coaching program, a mastermind of sorts called Meant for More. It is geared towards high-achieving humans wanting the support, time, and focus for parts of their lives or transitions they want to achieve that keep getting lost in the busy of their complex lives. While there will be biweekly hot seat coaching calls and support in between, there will also be an opportunity to learn from other high-achieving people who are also participants in the Met for More program. I'm super excited about this program, and I know it will be just the right thing for many of you. I'll be offering the first cohort of Meant for More this summer, 2024. If you're interested in learning more, please join the waitlist for Meant for More at the link in the show notes. I've written to my email list over the last few weeks about these forthcoming changes, which will also include raising my prices. I have confessed to being nervous. Who does she think she is my feared response. I have also realized that I want and need to hold myself in the kind of regard that might cause me to ask myself, who do I think I am? I believe that I am a human with an enormous range of life and work experience, that coaching and being a thought partner and consultant for my clients brings me all the way alive. And further, I have missed working with people in meaningful group settings, so we'll be bringing forth my Meant for More program in the next few months. I know that life is short and that waiting to make these moves is counter to all that I know to be true. In many ways, this move is the change I need to be in the world. It does feel a bit risky and is bold, and that's how I want to live. I can't want that if I'm not willing to be that. I'm stepping into my self-belief. A few episodes ago, I shared my visioning process and the steps I used to become and believe in myself according to that vision. These shifts are a real result of stepping into the me that I know I'm meant to be. So here goes. Wish me luck. So let me summarize quickly. I am a life coach, thought partner, and consultant for high-performing executives and executive aspirants wanting to be authentically themselves and grounded in self-belief in their rich, complex lives. With this shift, I'm also changing my one-to-one coaching offers to two specific approaches, a six-month, 12-session package, sessions of 55 minutes, and a one-off 85-minute coaching session to go deep on any one issue. And my pricing will go up from what it currently is for my one-to-one coaching. Last but not least, I will offer the inaugural session of my group program and mastermind, Meant for More, in the next few months. I expect to run it 2 to 3 times per year and also expect that it will be the sort of program that high-achieving people age 45 plus will sign up for on repeat, as it will be the right frame for supporting them through any of their aspirations. How does the shift in my coaching business affect this podcast? Good question. I don't think it will. Fundamentally, I believe that All the Way Alive moniker and intention holds true for me, my clients, the audience, and you. I do plan to invite more executives and solopreneurs to be guests on the podcast, but they will likely be mixed in with my solo episodes and guests from all kinds of industries and backgrounds. The primary focus for All the Way Alive will be being and feeling all the way alive in whatever circumstances you find yourself. And that brings this episode of All the Way Alive to an end. Thank you for being here and listening. I'm so grateful. I trust you've enjoyed hearing about the, quote, behind the scenes, the BTS, of the changes I'm making to my coaching practice and the ways I've thought through and anchored my mindset to accomplish these changes. I welcome your questions if you have them. Please don't forget to check out the show notes for links of interest. Until next time, please be all the way alive.
And that's a wrap on this episode of All the Way Alive, the podcast for accomplished humans 45 plus who want to squeeze all the available living and adventure out of this lifetime. I'm Susan A. Sutherland, and I'm so glad you've joined me here. If you enjoyed listening, you can support me in this podcast by subscribing to future episodes, leaving a review and giving the podcast 5 stars, and sharing it with your friends and colleagues. I'd love to talk about more things that matter to you, so please reach out and let me know what's on your mind, and I'll put your ideas in the hopper for potential future episodes. Until next time, be all the way alive.